Proverbs chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay in wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of every one that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. The course of sin is a course of self-destruction. In this passage, we learn that the greed for gain ends in disaster and calamity. It is difficult for people to understand that there are things which appear good on the surface, but will eventually be their undoing. Self-destruction is an illogical mania in the human race. For years, the Surgeon General of the United States has warned that cigarettes are harmful to our health. The warning has appeared on the package. The American Cancer Society has produced massive advertising campaigns warning people to stop smoking. The American Lung Association warns us repeatedly that smoking is harmful to our lungs, that we should stop smoking. It's a matter of life and breath, they say. Yet if you go to a restaurant, you are enveloped in a cloud of smoke from your fellow diners. The world is filled with millions of men, women, and children, all puffing away at a dangerous habit. One marvels at their insistence to travel the path of self-destruction. Warnings against alcohol have been with us even longer. It has been pictured as the cause of broken homes, broken lives, poverty, and disgrace. One has only to visit Skid Row to see its effects. We are told it is hard on the liver, and we know it befuddles the mind. Yet our magazines are filled with full-page ads proclaiming its goodness, and bars are filled with people who continue to drink. Medical people tell us it's a disease to be avoided. Recently, I was in an air terminal and was solicited for a contribution to fight alcoholism. When I boarded the plane, we were told that due to mechanical problem, we would be delayed for a time. But the stewardess told us in a cheery voice that to compensate for the delay, they were going to pass around free booze. I thought it strange that in the terminal they were trying to get my money to stamp out the disease, and on the plane they were trying to give me the disease. Where does this drive for self-destruction come from? What is the power behind it? I believe it comes from the destroyer himself, the enemy of our souls. And there's only one sure weapon to defeat him. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips have I kept me from the paths of the destroyer. There's a great promise in the 37th Psalm. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Solomon reminds us that even a bird, when it sees the snare, will not be caught. Wouldn't you think that man, with all of his knowledge and education, would know as much as the sparrow? But apparently not. It has been clearly demonstrated that sin puts us on a collision course to destruction. Wouldn't you think that man would have the sense of a bird and know enough to avoid it? This book continues to give practical advice for our daily lives.